The best female golfers are gathered in North Plains, Oregon, outside of Portland, for today's start of the U.S. Open Women's Championship. For the first time in many years, there is genuine excitement about the tournament, outside the world of women's golf. People still are buzzing about Annika Sörenstam, who played against the men on the PGA Tour this spring. And some believe the large number of teenagers in the Open signifies a youth revolution in golf, NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
Who says golf's not rough and tumble? Trying to get Annika Sörenstam's autograph these days is like playing a contact sport.
Folks, let's go.
Step back, please.
Just take her right here.
We're right here. Yeah.
Excuse me.
Four security guards have formed a protective shell around Sörenstam. They're trying to open a path to the practice putting green here at Pumpkin Ridge, site of the U.S. Open. It's slow going. At least 100 autograph seekers have surrounded Sörenstam, amoeba-like. By comparison, the autograph scene over at the driving range is calm for now. 9-year-old Natasha Baraskas and 8-year-old Emily Smith are vaguely aware of a player out on the range not much older than them. Her name is Michelle Wee, and her signature, they've heard, could be a big score. What else do they know?
Nothing much at all.
Yeah.
Except that she's 6 feet tall.
And she's 13, and she's really good.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, and one other thing, Michelle Wee can hit her drives about 300 yards, the way she did here during a practice round this week. 300 yards, that's what the big hitters on the men's tour do. Last month, Wee won a big women's amateur tournament, becoming the youngest winner of an adult championship in the 108-year history of the U.S. Golf Association. Some say she's ready to emerge like the next Tiger Woods, but asked this week to explain her success, Wee didn't exactly sound like a 6-foot-tall world beater, more like, well, a 13-year-old.
I think it's because I improve each year, and I know what to improve on, so I work my hardest on that. I don't know, I just play good golf, I guess. Well, no.
Wee is one of 14 teenagers playing in the Open. Some journalists and older players have wondered about it all being too much too young and about the risk of burnout. Asked about the doubters, Michelle Wee suddenly sounded a lot older.
I just think to myself, how would they know? I mean, they're not 13. They're probably 30 years old watching the TV, watching me play. I mean, I'm still young and fresh, and I can handle it.
From the budding stardom of amateur Michelle Wee to the rock star status of pro Annika Sörenstam, women's golf is hot right now. Attendance at LPGA events is up 14% this year. New sponsors are interested in signing up for the tour. Traffic on LPGA.com is up 64%. Could this surge help women's golf emerge from the shadows and eclipse the men's tour in popularity, similar to what's happened in tennis? Standing next to the Pumpkin Ridge putting green, golf fan Dan Sheehan of Portland said probably not.
There are probably more men golfers than women as a consequence. The interest is going to continue to be more in the men.
But Sheehan's friend Gene Nordstrom thinks more recreational male golfers could benefit by paying close attention to the female pros.
What we need to do is to learn some of their technique in terms of slowness in their swing and their follow-through. It's amazing.
So is their distance, and not just Michelle Wee's. The course in North Plains is the longest in women's open history. It's partly a testament to the players' increased fitness and ability to hit the ball farther, according to one LPGA official. Certainly, Tiger Woods and the other top male pros aren't looking over their shoulders, but consider this. Annika Sörenstam says she'll never try to play on the PGA Tour again. 13-year-old Michelle Wee welcomes the chance. She'll play in two minor men's tournaments this year. Her ultimate goal, she says, is winning the Masters. You laugh, but then you remember those 300-yard drives, and the smile begins to fade. Tom Goldman, NPR News.